T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
It's that time of the morning where all of our friends come together to clear the air, get something off their chest. 585-252-9800. If you guys want to be a part of the show, now would be the time to do it. Breezy, who's here?
Ashley's here.
What's up, Ash?
She said, I am so on a high from this past weekend, and I truly believe that the Super Bowl is more enjoyable when your team doesn't make it. There, I said it.
I will say,
way less stressful. Nobody cares.
Yeah, I was definitely not as stressed.
Nobody cares.
I mean, unless you bet a buttload of money on the game, then yeah, then it becomes stressful all over again.
100%.
Darlene's here. My life would be so much better if I didn't have to watch my husband spread ranch dressing on his toast every morning. There, I said it. That's disgusting. Puts ranch on toast.
Ew, what?
I mean, peanut butter, honey, a jam, cream cheese.
Ugh.
All of those are a go.
Ranch is disgusting.
Not
definitely makes the bread soggy, that's for sure.
Got that right.
Jonathan's here. He said, credit scores are not as flexible as people think. There, I said it. I agree with that. Like,
what do you mean, not as flexible?
Like, people are like, oh, your credit will go back up. Like, I paid off a massive loan over the summer. My credit plummeted.
You paid off for your car. That's like a big purchase to pay off.
Literally.
But that always happens.
Why am I getting punished for, like, doing the right thing? I'm so confused.
That always happens, though. You pay off a big purchase.
And then they're like, it'll come back. I'm like, never came back for me.
Has it not?
I don't know. Let me check.
I think it has.
It's like not good because I keep getting denied for like credit cards.
You're trying to get a credit card?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is all news to me.
I know. Breezy? I need to get a credit card by 30. That's what they say anyways.
Well, for those of you who don't know, Breezy is going to be 30 on May 5th, and she's never owned a credit card in her life.
Mm-hmm.
And so now she's been trying to apply, and it's a no-go. What's your credit score, Breeze?
640. Not great.
No, is it below average? Does it say good under the score?
It doesn't say
need work?
It's green.
No, it's definitely in the green. Yeah. If it's in the red, you got a problem. Chase says, I'm so glad football is officially over. There, I said it.
Okay.
Yeah, some people are, Chase. Carly says, the reason so many people dislike Valentine's Day is because people make it an obligation to celebrate it. And it's a huge turnoff. Even if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't feel forced to go all out. There, I said it. Who hurt you, Carly?
She's so mad.
She is really pissed. Oh, speaking of credit scores, let's go over to Marissa. Moose and Breezy, if someone does have a credit score under 620, then don't bother trying to get into a relationship. There, I said it. Nothing screams, I don't have my life together more than bad credit. Well, see, you're above 620. You're doing just fine. You're doing just fine. We got to get you that credit card, Bree.
It literally says members with scores like yours have an average of 4 credit cards. I don't even have 1.
Yeah, no, you're in the minority there.
I'm confused. All right, who else is here? Oh, T. This person says college is a scheme to steal your money, then only to be qualified for work making under $35,000 a year and paying hella payments for student loans. Yeah. There, I said it.
I mean, listen, we've been talking about this forever. You know, I have a buddy that went to Chicago. Mm-hmm. He went to the university there, got his bachelor's. He still has about $85,000-$90,000 worth of school loans he's got to pay off. And he's not doing anything remotely close to the degree that he got when he graduated.
I hate that for him.
I mean, what do you... Wow. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night knowing that.
I hate that for him.
So much money dished out to not even use it.
Yeah.
But this happens all the time.
For sure.
It really does.
For sure.
I think mine for today is people upset about the creation of Apple Vision Pro have to realize that change is inevitable. And this is only going to get worse. Way worse. There, I said it. I mean, is it worth the $3,500 people are spending on these things? Probably not. But I would give it another 5 years until this is going to be the new norm. Everyone's going to be walking around with them. People are going to be out to dinner with one another with these on. Just like it was with cell phones. Everyone's going to be wearing headgear. It truly is cringe, though. I will say that. It's totally cringe. I saw a guy the other day on Park Ave wearing one. Oh, my God. Like I
can't even tell the difference between that and ski goggles. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Are those Oakleys? No, they're Apple Vision Pro.
Also, like, how do you see what you're doing? If you have stuff going on in front of you.
Well, I mean, you could. I mean, everything's clairvoyant, but you're basically, when you put them on.
You're like volunteering to be blind.
You can see. It's like wearing sunglasses, but you have different screens that can pop up. You can make phone calls. You can use the apps. You can watch a video. All in like the corner. I wouldn't trust myself walking into traffic with those on. I wouldn't do it.
I honestly said the same thing about Apple Watches when they first came out. I was like, so stupid.
Really?
You have your phone. Why would you need it on your watch? And then I got one. I was like, I can't live without it.
Yeah. Now we both have one.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what's going to happen here. People are going to be like, I don't know how I ever lived without this.
I know. It's.
People are just hate talking to one another. That's where we're at.
I know. I agree with you. Change is inevitable, but that's just not the change that is really great for society. My dad's here. Super Bowl squares are the best thing ever. I just found out I want even more money. There, I said it. Love that for you.
Congratulations, Todd.
Absolutely love that
guy
for you.
Won $1,500 on Super Bowl squares. Now he won even more than that. Meanwhile, Derek, our engineer, is taking us for everything we have.
Literally.
Is he here, by the way? I'm going to pick a bone with that guy.
V's here. She said, I'm so over being a married single mom. There, I said it.
We got to get you something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, no.
What do you want, V? Yeah. Would you come on down to 70 Commercial Street? What do we got here? What do we got to hook up people? We got Tupperware upstairs in the kitchen. Free coffee.
I have a hat that's never been worn.
Yep. V, I'll be your Valentine.
I have some markers. Oh, we have some of these blower things.
Oh, yep. We'll hook you up, V.
Yeah.
Whatever you want, girl.
We got a ton of stuff waiting for you. You come on down. We hook you up.
No credit, no problem. No license, no problem. Come on down. We're going to hook you up. We're going to put, look at this beautiful 1990 suit, 2 Saturn, 3 wheels. These car commercials, they kill
no
me,
problem.
Man.
No problem.
Oh, we get the same guy. That's, I won't say his name, but he's been doing it for like 50 years.
No vision, no problem.
Okay. He's like,
they
come
all
on
have
down.
Vision. They all have IMAX Vision Pros or whatever they are.
Check out this 1989 Ford Windstar. Yeah, there's no windshield, but we'll hook you up. You got bad credit? That's the place you want to go get a vehicle. And then Big Ed's here. Sup, Big Ed? Sup, guys? Anyone in the mood for some dad jokes today? Oh, I don't think we are. I think we're so good.
No.
We're good. Thank you so much. We're going to call it.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
98PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out a scene from the 1987 film Dirty Dancing, featuring Patrick Swayze, Jennifer Grey. But women love this movie. It's just so romantic. It's so fiery. Am I wrong?
It's really something. It's a story of love, lust, abortion, dancing, all of it.
All combined in one hour and a half film. Or what have you.
With a little bow on top.
Now, yesterday on the show, for our segment, Mooster Piece Theater, Breezy and I took a clip. Well, we took a scene from the movie and we acted it out. If you missed it, take a listen. This is from yesterday's show. There's a lot of things about me that aren't what you thought, Daddy, but if you love me, you have to love all the things about me. But I love you, and I'm sorry I let you down. I'm sorry, Daddy. I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive me. Because I've learned to forgive myself. Oh my
God. I need time. I need time. I'm upset. I'm angry. But I need time, damn it. You can't just spread your legs the whole... What? For the whole world... And not Daddy, damn it.
I said I was sorry! Cut, right?
No, I'm so good.
I think we absolutely crushed
it. We crushed. Now, we always do, though.
We sure do. Here's the synopsis of the film. So, baby, Jennifer Grey, is one listless summer away from the Peace Corps, hoping to enjoy her youth while it lasts. And she's disappointed when her summer plans deposit her at a sleepy resort in the Catskills with her parents. Her luck turns around, however, when the resort's dance instructor, Johnny, played by Patrick Swayze, enlists Baby as his new partner, and the two fall deeply in love. Baby's father forbids her from seeing Johnny, but she's determined to help perform the last big dance of the summer. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 72%. Not many people know this, but when these two were making this film,
yeah,
they despised each other.
Really?
Hated each other's guts.
And then I read that, what's his face? Patrick Swayze like broke his leg mid-filming too.
Yes.
So tough. Why did they hate each other so much?
I think
what's the tea?
For him, I don't know. It was ego. She couldn't stand him. He gave her the ick. So every time they yelled cut, there was this huge blowout. She would leave the room. They'd come back. They still did a good job of pretending and acting like they loved each other.
For sure.
But she says it was the most painful work she's ever had to do.
Oh, I hate that. And that, it's crazy because that's the instance for a lot of these on-set cast members and co-stars.
Yeah.
Think about Don't Worry, Darling. Ooh-wee. They had to stop filming halfway through because they had a blowout.
Or what was the one that we performed during Halloween or whenever it was with Jack Nicholson? The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
That's another perfect example.
Well, I would hate filming that with anybody too because it's just like so dull.
It's very heavy. The question that we need to ask is, did this movie hold up?
Someone held someone up.
They sure did. Hey!
Ew.
Oh, not bad, Breezy. Not bad.
I don't know. Listen, our coworker, Duffy down the hall, his kid takes ballroom dancing. So that's really all I could think of like, does this hold up? I know people are still dancing and taking lessons, but normally it's more hip-hop. And the whole idea of summer camp... Oh, yeah, people still do that.
They still do that, yeah.
Still do that.
And, you know, I don't think today, though, that a lot of the... I don't know. You guys tell me. Do these dance instructors fall in love with their students? I feel like that would definitely be frowned upon.
I agree.
Okay, so the movie didn't hold up. Breezy, did you have a favorite character in the movie?
No, I do think it held up. I do. I mean, it was a little old, but... listen... I liked Penny.
No, hey, she's good.
She's kind of a, you know, she's a cool cat.
People are texting in. This was one of my favorite movies.
I felt like...
What is it? A rom-com? It's not a comedy. No, it's not a comedy. It's a love story.
No.
It's a love story.
I don't even know what the exact genre would be, but it's a classic. You know what I mean? And I don't know if it's a classic. You know how there's some movies where there's just one scene that holds it the whole way? I think that's kind of it.
This is it.
The ending scene?
Yeah.
You have to watch the whole movie to get to the ending scene that everybody's reenacted 100 times over.
Right. And for some of you that don't even know Dirty Dancing, it could be explained in this one thing. Is she runs towards him.
The final scene,
and he picks her up. Or what's the song?
The Lift. And I.
Oh, yeah.
Had the time of my life.
And they perform this in God, where was it? Crazy Stupid Love.
Yes. Never felt this way before.
Oh, this isn't. For
my dreams. No.
David Cook. Nobody cares about that.
Oh, gosh.
Great song, though. Who is your least favorite character in the entire movie?
I don't know. Baby did kind of annoy me a little bit.
Baby annoyed you?
I didn't love the main character. I just feel like justice for Penny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She got pregnant. She got hurt. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
No, justice for Penny.
My favorite character was the dad in the movie.
Really?
I thought, yeah.
Strong, kind of hard ass.
Strong character.
Yeah.
Favorite scene in the whole thing. It must have been where they were making ceramics together, right? All the clay was wet.
I didn't see that scene. I think you're confusing that scene for... It wasn't in the movie.
Come on.
I swear.
Well,
I didn't see that scene.
Oh, I'm thinking of the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg.
That's not it. You've been talking about it for the past 2 days,
I really
too.
Have. I'm confusing the two.
Yeah, I'm like, I was looking out for the scene, too. I was like, it didn't come. Never came. Maybe it's Dirty Dancing 2. I don't know.
Yeah, good.
No, and I almost watched the new one on accident. There's a new Dirty Dancing. They remade it in 2019.
Oh,
it's
okay.
On Hulu.
Yeah, don't care to watch that.
No, I was like, oh, this is not the right one. I don't know. I think it's classic to say The Lift.
Okay, the lift scene. That
obviously.
Is definitely the favorite scene. My cousin and his wife performed this at their wedding.
You said that.
Yeah.
It's so
it was
nuts.
Very interesting to watch.
He ripped his pants.
They did a whole wardrobe change. She got out of her dress. Everybody had to gather around. It was kind of a thing.
It was kind of a
best
whole thing.
Throwback moment for Dirty Dancing, Breeze.
Oh, wow. I mean, listen, the scenery as a whole was something to really write home about. The whole ballroom, you could tell by those drapes. Ooh-wee, was it old. Ugh.
It was
old. I just think the scenery of it was so throwbacky.
Total 80s film.
Of course.
Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what would you score Dirty Dancing, the 1987 hit starring Patrick Swayze and our girl... Jennifer Grey.
I'm giving Dirty Dancing a 3-2. Pretty good. Not bad.
Honestly, I was going to go with the 3. So.
Oh, good.
That kind of reached my expectations.
Wow, great.
Yeah, you went above and beyond.
I feel great about that.
Yeah, out of all the... Because you've done so many movie reviews.
Yeah.
In the last year, we've been doing them together. Favorite movie?
Crazy Stupid Love.
That was your... Oh, yeah, you gave that a 5. That was last week, right?
Yep. Fresh on the mind. Fresh.
All right. Join us next week while Breezy reviews Crazy Stupid Love. We're going to do it all over again in PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The big day is tomorrow. We're talking Valentine's Day. How many of you are waiting last minute to surprise your significant other with something special?
Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Come on. The last minute Valentine's Day... Card goers, flower getters. It's just disingenuous and it's terrible.
My advice is as long as you put some effort in to show the person you love that you care, do that. If you got to make a quick stop at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart, wherever you go, get some flowers, a nice card, maybe a gift certificate to somewhere they love, do it.
The lowest hanging fruit in the bunch. Oh,
what would you prefer? What would you want someone to do for you?
Just like an ounce of effort. Just
why don't you tell us about your last Valentine's Day? What did they do for you?
Of course. Well, first of all, we went on a very nice trip.
Well, that's right. You went out of town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. We did a nice weekend away. But very nice.
But we can't talk about that, though, because Valentine's Day is tomorrow on a Wednesday. So we have to focus on the middle of the week.
Well, I'm going to say that was part of our gift to each other. And that was pre-planned and premeditated. And that took, you know, a little bit of effort to be able to go away.
Combined effort? Or who planned it?
Yeah, I mean, we planned it together. I mean, we're like, let's do something together to celebrate Valentine's Day. And then the actual day itself, we had a lovely day. We went to, well, first of all, the whole house was decorated.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
Little decorations, a little confetti.
Actually, on both of our parts. Like, she decorated a part, and then I decorated a part. And it was just, like, very, very cute. And then we did Scents by Design, which is, like, your candle-making class on university. And then we went and saw a movie. And that was all planned. We did a nice lunch, too.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Except for the fact that there was a piece of hair in every single dish we had. But
oh, is that when it was? Yes, of course. 585-252-9800. Anyone listening have any last-minute Valentine's Day gift ideas?
I'm just saying, don't be last minute.
Well,
even if you start planning today.
Well, I'm saying, though, let's have people reach out right now and throw out some good ideas of what somebody right now could possibly do to plan for tomorrow.
Because if you think you're getting a reservation, you're not.
No, you probably, I mean,
you're not.
You can do a walk up at the bar to see if you can get lucky, but you got to get there as soon as it opens.
4 o'clock.
I mean, let's.
Honey, let me take you to a nice Valentine's Day dinner. I'm so good.
But it's only 2:30. Yeah, I know.
I know, but I think this is better for us. You didn't plan anything, did you? No, I didn't.
Nothing.
You don't care about me, do you? No, I don't really. I really don't.
I will say this, though. I speak for all men. Nothing makes a guy sweat more than when an event is coming up and he waited too long and he can't get a reservation anywhere. The panic starts to kick in, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you got to find the places that don't take a reservation. Denny's, Applebee's, Chili's.
Again, absolute last minute, no effort
but
at all.
Even Vern's on Park Ave, they don't take reservations. You got to get there when it opens,
guys. I know, but they might be doing a Valentine's Day thing.
See,
they might be.
I agree with Moose. Go to the restaurant of your choice and sit at the bar. The only downfall is you got to get there at 4 o'clock. Here's a little tip for you, okay? Women will melt over this. If you're going to get them a bouquet of roses, get all red roses and one white rose. Okay, you
what?
Listening? You're going to get a dozen roses, 11 red, one white.
Where do you even find
you
this?
You put the white rose in the center. You give it to a girl, and then the card you're going to write, "To my white rose, thank you for standing out. Love you always." Oh my God, their panties will fly off. They'll melt.
What book did you read this in?
No, this is all.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of all that is holy. No, it is not.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Ladies, gentlemen, don't settle for someone who's going to just have you be an afterthought on the way home from work. Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Oh, I have to go to CVS. Oh, all the cards are picked over. I guess I'll get this one that says "Happy Birthday, Aunt," and scratch it off and write Valentine's Day instead.
Well, listen, I don't think anybody's doing that. It's clever, but I don't think anyone's doing that. But don't negate the fact that there are guys out there that who are trying. They're doing their best. It would look way worse if they got you absolutely nothing.
Not your best.
But get her a bunch of her favorite snacks. Get her a cute card, someone
says. Yeah, exactly.
You don't have to do so much. Just something that's meaningful to her. Like, a lot of women love pedicures. They love getting manis. Mm-hmm. Where do they go and do that? Figure that out. And then go get like a $60 gift card and mm-hmm. give that to her. She'll be over the moon about that. $60 should cover it, right? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, like, again, I don't think a gift card is personable. I don't think a gift card is, like, something that really took effort or thought.
It is if you get it to her favorite place, like a mani-pedi. Are you kidding? Any girl would love that.
I guess. But you getting her a $60 Visa gift card.
No,
of not
course.
The vibe.
No, that's something you get your mother. Yeah, of course.
Something you get nobody.
And the other thing is, how many people are getting their mom stuff for Valentine's Day? Do you get your mom?
Oh, my mom always gets me something for Valentine's Day.
No, that's not what I asked.
Oh.
What are you getting your mom for Valentine's Day?
Oh, I can't tell you. She's listening.
But you are getting her something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just want you to know your gift's in the mail and you'll have it tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
You know, you keep saying that.
Yeah, I think I'm just excited. It's for the both of us. It's for the both of us, Breezy.
This person said, I had my fiance's V-Day card, candy, and gift ready for about a week. Plus, we're going to a movie. See?
Yeah.
See?
Right, but that's not that simple. And that's what I'm saying.
But
guys,
I'm saying
can be
the
simple
efforts
like this.
There.
So if a guy went to
you
see.
You can always tell. You can
wait
always tell.
Hold on a second.
No.
It looks really bad if a guy last minute goes to CVS, gets a bouquet of flowers, a card, a gift card, and gives it to her the day of, correct? But what if he got it a week in advance from the same places?
You can tell.
He's still prepared.
Nope.
So it's the gift then. You can always tell. No.
The flowers are garbage. The card's picked over. There's a stain on it because it was the last one and everyone trampled over it. No. Absolutely not.
It's this type of attitude from women that makes guys want to do less and less.
I just don't want the bare minimum.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for much. It's not rocket science.
What would be absolutely perfect for you? What would you want?
Anything that required more than one brain cell.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. Well, I'm
just more than one.
Listen, guys, do the best you can. And if that's the best you can do,
it's not good enough.
Don't feel bad
about
it. Don't feel bad about it. You're doing the best you can for the person you love.
Not you coddling the toxic masculinity.
There's nothing toxic about that. I'm just saying.
It is. You're not putting forth effort. I just want effort.
Putting forth no effort would be doing nothing, Breezy. But there are guys out there that are doing the best they can. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
There are plenty of guys doing the best they can for the women they love.
I don't know why I'm arguing with you about this. I'm literally gay.
I know.
You have nothing to say to that.
Hey, it's Devin's, and I'll keep you in the know on everything happening right here in Rochester. Because I actually live here, just like you. Along with tons of PXY music every afternoon, starting at 3 on 98 PXY.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.